The money used to feed my ego, but your ego is not your amigo.
Right out the vino.
Mouth shut, huh. And your nose clean. Keep your mean mug meaner than Genie. Lompoc, weed capital, Cali. I also used to live in Humboldt County. Like a Rolleiflex tape, I never crack. Trying to make 10 milli and double it back. In the city, smoking a blonde O'Farrell. She's from Michoacan. Her name's not Carol. Catch these hands I bite. Don't fart. Concrete salad trying to play my part. Kill a snake, it's still gonna wiggle. Nay, not dirt, I'm still gonna diggle. Funny as hell like Dave Chappelle. And I got more game than the NFL.
In the house, Green Optimist, Juice. We got everybody right here. El Kukui showing us some music that might come out on an album soon, right?
Maybe.
Maybe
the ass uncle cell. Let my hands fly if they ring the bell. Move tree off pagers before a sell. I'm always winning, hardly take the L. Rolling through my hood, but not selly cell. Colder than ice, like the NHL. Doper than Pfizer, can't you tell? And I got more stories than can't tell.
Let's go.
On the road to the riches, cause it's all about the fame. Fuck. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the
prepare
journey.
For the journey.
Grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens. And come and spend a day in the 757.
Yo. What's up, everybody? Here we are, the after show, but later, episode number, I believe, 223. It's your boys D. It's El Kukui. I am back in town from a 2-week vacation. Long story short, I'm home in one piece, Doug. How did the week look for you, Doug? What happened?
I want to get into a couple of clips. You know what? I want to do that going forward a little bit throughout the show. I mean, I know we look at our notes and we read our notes, but what better way than just to play the shit? Because when I was in upper management at the grocery store, we always said if you had an incident, write this shit down immediately because your memory would change, right?
Yeah.
So why don't we just play it and then give our opinions based on what we just heard? All right.
If I've seen Carlito's Way, I feel like, see fucking, get the fuck out of here.
You definitely haven't seen Carlito's Way.
See Carlito's Way. If you got to ask yourself, you didn't see it. So thank you guys for being here.
There was a time where every Saturday and Friday, I'd be at my grandparents and my grandfather and I would watch action movies and like Stallone movies, Seagal, Van Damme, you know, gang movies. There was a time, Carlito's Way, I'll watch
that. Bro, did this man just refer to Stallone movies as gang movies?
You know what? I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He could have been saying like Stallone movies, comma, gang movies, comma, whatever.
But he's never named a gang movie he's watched.
I don't think he's ever seen one. So you might be right.
And that's okay. I know, no judgment, but you know what? One thing that number one, they were talking about all these other movies too.
Mm-hmm.
He was asking Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail. And what's the other one he was talking about?
I don't know, some other Meg Ryan ones, right?
Tom Hanks is a legend. And he's grilling Covino. Do you know that Gordo, Robert, Lewis, Angel, Albert, Tete, Richard Cervantes, Billy Burrell's older brother, they would have beat the dog shit out of me if I would have ever came around. Hey, can you fucking chill the fuck out, Zoomy? Hey, come here. Come here. If you're going to fucking run around in a circle like a nutcase, you at least can do it with your collar off. Have fun.
I hate when my girlfriend acts like that.
Yeah, bro. But anyways, point being is like, I couldn't watch those movies. And like, who the fuck were you watching those movies with? I'm hanging out with my friends most of the time. And we're watching gangster shit because we're youngsters. We're surrounded by old people, older people that are gang members. We look up to these cats. We're looking up to the people in the neighborhood. I don't look up to some fucking dude banging Meg Ryan. I didn't. we didn't identify with that. Mm-hmm. So was Rich what that you can. You can absolutely have different tastes. You can. But there's levels to the shit. There's white, and then there's Rich Davis albino white. He's a different kind of white because I've known a lot of different kind of white dudes and there's like levels to the shit. Just like there's levels to being a vato, bro. Some vatos don't wear their socks high at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's just But Rich Davis is like, he's past corny white dude. He's like in the albino range. Like, he should be living in Iceland.
One thing that Rich did say is that he watched a lot of this, a lot of these movies with his girlfriend or whatever, like, or his friend Christina. And I think that's the difference, is that, like, you talk about growing up with, like, a lot of vato friends and shit or whatever. Rich had a lot of chick friends, and he wasn't, look, Spot had a lot of girlfriends because he was friend zoned. Rich had girlfriends and friends that were girls as well. So I'm thinking that's where the influence comes from, right?
See, but I had a lot of chick friends, but guess what? We all smoked weed, and no one was getting loaded smoking a blunt of some chronic back in the day, watching fucking Sleepless in Seattle. You're watching some scary shit. You're watching some funny shit. You're watching some trippy shit now. I've also been the dude that all loaded back in the day. I watched Hey Dude, Where's My Car with fucking Ashton Kutcher and fucking Sean William Scott. So I'm not saying I'm above those types of movies altogether, because I'm not. I mean, you know, Andrew says, why can't people have different tastes? And I do. I have a lot of different tastes. His only taste is corny white guy.
Andrew Fournier says he's not your normal dude. But this one, dog, threw me for a loop when I read this. Fucking Luis said El Venado's favorite type of movies growing up were rom-coms, dog. So, that is something, dog. I know El Venado pretty good. I never, ever would have pictured this dude being fucking rom-com guy.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Would you consider This Fool a rom-com? Because both of those vatos keep having girlfriends and not having girlfriends, and a lot of what they're doing is about chasing tail. Because if that's a rom-com, I'm in.
Yeah. You know what? Just to, I mean, I haven't talked about where I stand on this yet. I'm letting you talk. We're talking about Rich. Most of those that they mentioned, I had not seen. I think the only one I had watched was the one Failure to Launch. And I think it's because I went with a chick to the movies to watch it. But a lot of those I hadn't seen. I'm not saying that's good or bad. That's just the truth. I haven't.
But Rich is my age. And Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail didn't come out when he was in college.
Oh, I think I saw You Got Mail, but I think I was like 9.
But they didn't come out when he was at Syracuse, is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. Like, I'll give you a brief breakdown for me. I started smoking weed at 14. Not super proud of it, but hey, that's kind of how it went. So from 14 until now, only as like a dude in his 30s or 40s, with a chick. I was selfish. Maybe I was selfish as a dude. Covino says, hey, I'm not watching that shit. She would go with her other friends to watch that shit. And I kind of learned that from my parents, because guess what? My mom didn't like the fish and my dad loved it. My mom loved to go to church. Dad didn't go to church. Okay. They had different shit that they did. So I did that with like my ladies. Like if they wanted to go watch some corny, cheesy ass shit, go watch it with the people you're corny and cheesy with. Don't drag me into your world.
Oh, I have a funny ass story though. Well, not story, but a takeaway from that. So Covino did talk about how he wouldn't go and watch that shit or whatever, dog. But the funniest shit is him and Barnando. Did you hear what they watched together?
What?
The Notebook.
Yeah, that's yeah. I've seen The Notebook, and that was when I think I was 30 when I seen it with one of my exes. My issue is, why was he watching that corny? Bro, at 15, I was trying to get chicks to watch porno. Not Sleepless in Seattle. Right? I'm trying to get them to get freaky and all turned on and shit. Right? I'm slipping in the porno after we got loaded and shit, hoping they're like, oh, what's that? Oh, well, you can leave it on. I'm not trying to slip it, put in fucking you got mail. Oh, how cool.
Wait, are you saying that you and Rich Davis are different cats?
A little bit different,
I think.
Sometimes. I mean, I think the genuine trying to be a good dude part is the same, but as far as our interests and the paths we've taken through life, yeah, they're completely different.
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel you.
And that's okay.
But you know what, though? And for me, it's not even like, oh, it's too cool to watch those. I didn't watch a whole lot of like movies growing up. The ones that I did watch, I watched over and over. Dumb and Dumber, Half-Baked, shit like that.
Right.
I watched that shit on repeat, you know?
But fucking I've seen Pootie those. Tang. Right. Pulp Fiction. I've probably seen Pulp Fiction fucking 40 times.
Yeah. I think I've seen that like twice.
You know, I watched the fucking Beavis and Butthead, the first movie, probably 10 times. I've seen the second one like 5 times.
The Beavis and Butthead movie, I think it came out in 97. That would have been 9. I saw that in the movie theater. That was one of the first movies I ever saw in the theater that I remember.
Well, hey, I seen that. I do remember this, though. In the second grade, I was hanging out with my buddy, and his mom drug us to see The Color Purple in the movie theater. I was like in second grade with Oprah in it. And I found like a whole wad of ones underneath the seat in front of me, and I didn't tell nobody. I just stuck it in my pocket.
Oh, fuck. Hey,
but I did. Hey, but see that, but that's the thing. Okay. So let's just take that. At 8, I was in the movie theater watching The Color Purple, not Meg Ryan.
Hey, you know what? Oh, you know what I saw, dog, in the theaters, and my mom wanted to kick my tia's ass? Dog, when I fucking, I must have been like 8 or 9 years old. My tia took me to see Don't Be a Menace in South.
Right.
No, Don't Be a Menace. What was it?
And she's probably your favorite tia.
Dog, it was Don't Be a Menace.
While drinking your juice in the hood.
That one. Yeah, yeah. The one with Sean and Marlon.
Yes.
We're fucking. Yeah.
Yes. Classic.
That's fucking. Oh, you know what, Doc? You know,
so hold on real quick.
Go ahead.
Everyone who's listening and chiming in, and the millions watching worldwide, the energy you just had about saying you watched that movie, Rich didn't have any of that energy talking about Sleepless in Seattle.
And you know what, Doc? I'll be honest. I'm
it's different.
It's 2024, right? And I'm coming into 2024 a little bit cooler than 2023. Let me fucking break something out. I just saw something.
Oh, and I forgot to read earlier too. Funky said this is the day that the screw pops loose on the camera.
I know, huh? You couldn't see my wing. But look, dog, I'm coming into 2024
like a groundhog. I think you can see the shadow down there.
Look at this shit, dog. I'm coming in a little bit cooler.
Oh, you got a chain?
I'm gonna rock the chain now, dog. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Welcome to the club. 2024,
dog. Making changes here.
You know what? And always stick with being you. You know why? I've never taken mine off since 93.
Yeah.
Just be you. You know what I mean? Just be you because the shit all comes back. You just gotta stay dope to yourself.
Yeah, dog. I was with my fucking homie Luis one day, and he had on this fucking watch. It was this dope ass watch. And I was like, oh, damn, that shit looked like it ran like at least a fucking grand, you know?
Right.
And he was like, nah, he's like, not even. He fucking told me fucking how much it cost, which it was still fucking a pretty penny, but it wasn't a grand, you know, fucking expensive.
Right.
And then, so, Doug, my father-in-law hit me up, and he was like, hey, D. He calls
you D?
Yeah. He calls me D all the time. He's like, D. He's like, I actually showed Luis the messages. He was like, Christmas is coming up. He was like, gold or silver? And I was like, gold. And then he showed me the chains, and I was like, cool.
What kind of fucked up question is that, bro?
Yeah, gold.
It should either be gold or white gold.
Gold or nothing.
No, but gold or white gold.
What's up?
But hey, at least he asked you if you wanted some gold.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, fuck it. Hey. And you know, he actually got it in Aruba, Doug. So this chain comes from Aruba.
Eee.
So yeah,
does that mean? I thought it meant you get a rubber. It's gonna get you actually, a rubber later, bro.
I think we're going to Aruba. Yeah, Aruba 2025 summer. Thanks, Kennedy, for the update.
Oh, that's dope. Channel 5 News.
Yeah. But anyway, dog. So Rich doesn't have the energy. Doesn't have the energy about anything. You know what? It's very true. I know. One time, me and Luis were actually talking about it, where there's a lot of. Like I dig a lot of mainstream shit, right? But there's a lot of shit that I seek out on my own, right? And so, but I feel like if it's not put in Rich Davis's hands or in his lap, he won't give a fuck about it. If it's not on the radio or not on TV or trending, he's not gonna give a fuck about it. And I'm like, that's cool, that's who he is, but that's just crazy, because I'm like, don't you kind of want to have something that you dig because you fucking dig it, not because people told you to dig it? You know,
yes.
Like if there's like a rapper you like, or
do
a fucking...
both. You should do both. You should have cool ass motherfuckers that keep you in the loop, but you're part of a network that does the same, and you guys like are there for each other, like a support system. That's what happens when you hang out with cool people.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And it's cool, right? You guys kind of rub off on each other. You get a couple of influences from them. You find a couple of things.
I don't rub off on nobody, bro.
I do on bitches. What's up?
All
right. Anyway. So what else happened this week?
But let me be clear about something too. I'm not poking shit at the bear, Davis, Barry Davis, because he watched those movies. I'm poking at him because of the shock value that he had when you didn't watch them, when Covino said he didn't watch them at that age.
Yeah.
Watching them now is perfectly fine. I mean, those are, you know, you're not supposed to say a hard little vato or a stubborn, snotty-nosed kid forever, but I just don't think you should be watching Sleepless. I mean, you can watch whatever you want. If you're watching with your parents, your grandpappy, or whatever you got going on, cool. I just, my thing was the time and the age and the shock that no one shared his experience.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? There's a couple of things, Doug, that I wanted to hit on. First of all, Covino went and saw Godzilla. He said he liked it. Mm-hmm. And the last time we actually talked about it, I don't know if I gave an update, but I didn't know it was a new Godzilla. You know what I thought?
Yes.
I thought they were doing, like, you know, movie theaters will do like a throwback movie for fucking $3 or some shit. I thought they were going to play an old Godzilla. I didn't know there was a new one. So that was a whole fucking.
But it's in Japanese though, right?
Yeah, it's in Japanese with subtitles and shit. And supposedly Covino said it's really good.
And that's what he said, bro. I wouldn't mind seeing it.
And then fucking Tommy's got a new girl. She's a fucking lawyer.
She's
not letting him eat carbs.
Yeah. But
hey, he's already bringing her to family function. So
I wonder if his Wessel's the gavel, bro. And she's like, and she whacks herself with it.
I don't know, dog. But she sounds like, Covino even said, I told him, don't fuck this up. She sounds like a cool girl. So
I would really definitely, cool. When I had her in the sheets and I was just doing my moves and getting down, I'd be definitely doing some dirty ass lawyer talk. No, would you?
Yeah, I'd be using words like Jermaine.
I'd record it, and I'd be like, Your Honor, right now I had the defendant bent over the bedpost, and I proceed.
Yeah. I see, dog, there that's me. My homie told me I'm a habitual line stepper, right? Because there's a line, and I can't just fucking joke on the line. I always have to go over and take a big step over the line because I was about to make that shit fucking dirty when it didn't have to be. It was just fun. We're joking. And then I was going to make it. I was going to step over the line.
You know who stays on this side of the line and never even sticks a toe on the other side? Boring people.
Okay, there we go.
Uninteresting, boring people. Live a little. That's why they say it. That's where the phrase came from. You know, there's a big gap. You could just boop, boop, right? Boop,
yeah.
Boop. You don't have to stay and live on the edge. Just fucking get close to it a little bit.
Andrew Sims says that Tommy's girlfriend seems somewhat controlling. What do you mean by somewhat controlling? She said he couldn't eat carbs. He couldn't play games. He can't start a podcast.
She has a collar around his neck, a five dog collar around his neck. And just like Chapo, there's a 60-foot radius. And anytime he steps out, she gets a text.
Oh, really? Damn, yeah. I didn't know all that. I must.
And it uses AT&T's. It uses AT&T's LTE network, and you could get within 2 feet of that caller. That's what she's got on Tommy.
Well, see, I don't think Andrew Sims knew that.
I'm playing, bro.
Some people want or need controlling. Ooh.
It feeds. If you're super insecure and you just don't realize it, it feeds your ego. You know, and automatically when they don't respond or you don't know, you assume something's wrong. We've all had those people in our life.
Yeah. Okay. Very controlling.
So what do you got? What else you got?
Let me see. I'm trying to go off the top of my head. I had some shit. Let me see on my notes real quick. It was hard for me to fucking listen, dog, with fucking people ordering chimichangas around me.
I heard it.
Tommy's new girlfriend, Godzilla. We saw the fucking.
His new girlfriend is Godzilla?
Nah.
Oh. I thought she was pretty. I don't know. I don't know why you call her that.
We saw that new Willy Wonka movie. It was pretty cool. My daughter dug it. And then fucking.
See, again, bro, you have a reason to go see Willy Wonka. It's because you got a little girl. There's a purpose. Yes.
Covino fucking got COVID again.
So it's fucking weak, dude.
Yeah, that fucking sucks, Doug.
I feel bad for him.
But yeah, so he did the show remotely fucking all week. And Doug, fucking, speaking of the show, they do Fox Sports, obviously, right? You know what? You know, I was saying a couple of weeks ago, I like Monsi. They have La Reina, the new chick, right? And I don't dig her like I dig Monsi, right? And fucking today, I'm listening to the show, and they're talking about pick six, right? Pick mm-hmm. six games, NFL games, this week, weekend, yes. whatever.
The Fox and, pick six?
Yeah, all money line, right? And try to do it. Doug, what does fucking
Let's do it right now.
La Reina, I did mine. I'll show you mine. But La Reina, what did she do? Say, Doug, the Colts. Is that the one with the horseshoe? I'm like, Doug, that's why I liked Monty. She had somewhat fucking.
Could have been the Broncos, though.
Is that the one with the horseshoe? That's how La Reina. And that's cool. That's her, whatever. But I'm like, maybe that's why I like Monty a little bit more, because she was cool. She'd fuck around and she fucking knew the sports. You know, that's why I dug her.
But let me play this clip.
All right, let's hear it.
Last clip I got.
But I digest. I just wanted to bring that up because I know, and I'm very well aware of how significant When Harry Met Sally was to pop culture and what a big movie that was for Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal. But that whole genre during that time of my life, I missed a lot of that stuff.
Casino. I'm looking at some of the movies you mentioned. I don't think Carlito's Way. And again, there was a time where you watch those movies and they're one and done. Those are not like re-watches. No one's watching Carlito's Way 10 times.
Disagree.
Yeah.
In fact, like I would debate that it's more of a classic.
Right. We'll get to it. Let's play it.
Yeah. When I think back, it was all those Quentin Tarantino movies I was into, Reservoir Dogs, The Kill Bill, Memento I brought up, which is such an underrated movie.
But I think he hung out with more people like I hung out with, because again, Rich can't even watch Carlito's Way, let alone to begin to understand it, why you'd watch it over and over. But I have seen Carlito's Way 4 or 5 times. I've seen Goodfellas like 10 times, Scarface 5 times. Like, that, the disconnect is huge.
Carlito's Way is the only one that I haven't seen out of those. Carlito's Way, what the fuck is that about? Some dude named Carlitos?
No, and I forgot.
How it was going his way?
No, but Donnie, what about Donnie Brasco?
Yeah, Doug. So growing up, Doug, all my best friends loved fucking all the mobster movies.
I'm all Chiefs right now, bro, and you call me on my shit, so now I gotta Google it.
No, Doug, but so all my friends watched all the fucking mobster movies and shit, and so I was like, fuck, I want to watch some of these. They sound fucking cool. So I went to watch Donnie Brasco, but instead I put on Donnie Darko. Have you seen that
one? Oh, you did tell me that one. You did tell me that, yeah.
Hey, that's how you know it's the truth, dog. I've told this story before. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, it's Al Pacino when he gets out of prison, bro.
Carlito's Way?
Yeah, he was in prison and he gets out.
Is that the one where he says, hoo-wah?
I don't remember, bro.
I don't know either.
Anyways. All right, enough of that shit. All right, fuck. But you know, and the thing is, too, like, if my dad was watching those movies in the living room, I'm going to play Nintendo in my room, or I'm going to my buddy's house. We're playing tackle football in the street. Like, I had shit to do, bro. I didn't have to sit there and watch corny movies.
Yeah.
It was the 80s. We played. We had shit to do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, 100%, dog. Fucking. Oh, you know what? I have a fucking recommendation. If anybody has any fucking kids that are like, I don't know, fucking, or even if you drink with your friends and you play this shit, but fucking, we played this game with my daughter called What Do You Meme, dog, yeah. And she's fucking good at it. So they take a picture and then you pick like cards and shit, and you have to pick like the best one that goes with it. Mm-hmm. Just if you haven't played What Do You Meme, like fucking Funky Monkey, I know your kids are about my daughter's age. If you, your husband, and your kids play that shit, it'll be a good ass time. So that's just a recommendation. That's what I played with my daughter over the weekend, and it was fucking cool, dog. The past week or whatever.
There you go.
But yeah, that was a fun game.
Sounds like a fun game. I heard Uno got like 19 variations now.
Doug, you want to know something that I never connected with? Drinking games. Doug, we used to play this game called Get As Fucked Up As You Can Without Dying. That's what we played all the time. Lou Dog fucking vouch for me. Fucking Johnny. Fucking all the homies.
Doug, I just talked to my doctor about it. I just had a physical last month, and he asked me how many beers I drink a week. And I told him 8, 10, 12. And he's like, so what's that, a couple every day? And I looked at him, I said, what? I go, no, that's when I drink. I'll drink 8, 10, or 12. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends on my mood. And he goes, so you're a binge drinker? He goes, why do you want to do that? And I go, no, hold on. So, Doc, do you think I should just go to Applebee's, have 2 tall boys, and turn my $15 burger into $33? I don't get nothing out of that, bro. I don't get nothing out of drinking one beer. What the fuck is that? No.
No shit. No
shit. The way I was brought up, and it sounds like you were brought up similar, is if we're going to drink,
we're going to
catch some kind of buzz, bro. Like, maybe I can't go all out because I got work tomorrow at noon, but I could still kill a 12-pack.
Doug, I remember one time, fucking there was this place called the fucking, what was it called?
Comments coming in.
What happened?
Incoming.
Loved beer pong when I was 19, says Andrew Fournier. Green Optimus, I'm as redneck as it gets, and I played very few drinking games. That's what I'm saying, dog, is that like...
Well, rednecks play a shitload of drinking games because I lived around a bunch of them in Southern Oregon and Northern California. And it's like, and again, to me, I'm just getting keyed watching these fuckers, and usually I'm more drunk than they are.
Yeah, yeah, no shit. It's just, I don't know, dog. We just fucking, when we were going to drink, like we knew we were going to go do something, it was going to be a fucking party. We were going to get fucked up, you know? So this whole drinking a couple of beers thing, like,
That's corny.
Yeah.
And there's also, again, there's different levels to drinking. Tip Dog, when he used to drink, if he was off, he starts drinking 7, 8 a.m., bro, and he goes all day till he goes to sleep.
Yeah.
I was never like that. I was more like, okay, it's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, all the shit's done, we're cool, we ain't got nothing to do, it's time to get keyed. Okay, hammock. And I double fist.
Even at the bar,
bro, I order two Coronas at a time.
I'll tell you, the time I do is if I go somewhere and they're drinking, but I know I'm going to fucking have to dip or I'm going to have to drive. Maybe I'll have one or two. But then, like, because I'm not going to come in here and be a buzzkill. Like, oh, I'm not going to drink. I'm fucking driving, you know.
I'm smoking blunts. Fuck it.
But no, then I'll have a couple and just fucking kick it, whatever. But for the most part, dog, if I'm planning to go and drink, I'm not going to play a drinking game to get fucked up. Because I'm going to lose on purpose. Just get me fucked up and let's fucking go, you know.
Right. I'm just going to get fucked up and watch you guys take your time getting fucked up. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm not even saying that now as a 35-year-old dude. I'm saying that shit like when I was a kid, even, dog. Like when we were fucking in our early 20s and shit. And it was like always like, it was mostly the females that wanted to play shit, right? Oh, let's play fucking Kings or whatever the fuck they would play. Let's play fucking whatever. Like, no, let's play. Let's get fucked up and get naked. Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you know, and the thing is, too, and I don't want to act like, you know, fucking, I don't get it, because the good thing about drinking games is the people who are playing them, they got all kind of energy and they're into it and they're having a blast. So I can get by just getting keyed watching them and feeding off of their energy. But yeah, drinking games weren't my sport, and it's not because I didn't like to drink.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to play the drinking game I want to play, okay, let's fucking see who can chug this beer the fastest.
Oh, we play that.
You know, you want to play that game? Fuck, we'll play that game. I'll drink a Corona in about a second and a half flat. I'm like that dude on TikTok that fucking takes your 20 bucks or he'll give you 100.
Doug, me, my friend Schaefer, and my friend Luis, we were the fastest drinkers I've ever met in my life. But Doug, we have like 5 minutes before we got to wrap it up. So you want to go rapid fire real quick?
I do. Cat Williams.
Oh, yeah. What about that?
Did you see the interview?
I didn't see the interview, but I saw it was all over my TikTok. I'll be real. And he was talking a lot of shit, but you know what though? I kind of don't think he was full of shit, because I feel because some people are like, oh, is he making shit up, whatever. I kind of feel like he doesn't really have anything to gain. I mean, he's been doing comedy for fucking 15 million years.
Well, he does have everything to gain. They got 15 million views in about 2 days, so he got a show.
Really?
Dude, that video got like 15 million views in 72 hours. So he gained a whole lot of attention because Ludacris came at him. Trick Daddy came at him.
I missed
Kevin. Kevin Hart already came at him. Cedric the Entertainer already came back at him. So
see, I was just going off of, I seen him on my TikTok, you know, so I didn't know.
Yeah, no, they all came back. And so I'm stuck between, because you're right. If it didn't happen, these fuckers wouldn't have nothing to say.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But we're in a time now where that kind of shit's okay. And that's, to me, is still dry snitching. You're still kind of snitching in a way. You're putting everybody's business out there for 15 fucking million people to view.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I don't know as a man at what point you lose respect. Like, what's too far when you're calling people out? Because to me, that shit you should say to their face. Or if you are going to touch on it in an interview with Shay Shay, it doesn't need to be 3 hours long.
Yeah, I feel you. But yeah, no, I don't. So how long was the real shit though? I mean, the entire thing.
3 hours.
Oh yeah.
And I saw another interview saying fucking Shannon was saying he came in all fucked up already. And he's like, they said there were 20, 30 minutes. He couldn't even get in a question. Cat was just going for it.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Okay.
So rapid fire, Gypsy Rose.
Yeah.
What about her? What do you think? You think she got out too early? Do you think
nah, fuck she's no, dog. Cute? I think I wouldn't say cute, but I think she got out. I mean,
would you stab it?
Let me see a picture.
As a single man?
Let me see. As a single man. Let me Google, because I'm just going off of memory right now. So let me see. Gypsy Rose Blanchard. She's kind of weird looking, but
yeah.
I mean, but I would. Fucking who cares?
That's my dog.
Yeah, she's a little funny looking. She looks like everybody that I saw fucking in Virginia and Tennessee and all the other places.
Oh, I'm sure. Did you hear what she said, though? She had to come out and defend her man, and I guess they were calling him a big old troll or something on the interweb. And so she's like, and my man gives me the fire D every night.
No, I didn't hear that. Yep, Monkey said she still needs to be in jail. Fuck that. I think she needed to get out sooner. Her mom was fucking crazy. That bitch needed to die.
Why do you say that, Funky Monkey? Because someone's still in jail for it.
The dude is.
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah.
He was a sacrificial lamb, bro.
Yeah, fuck, man. I don't know. I think she fucking...
Is she scandalous, though, for doing that, where she only had to go for 7 years and, like, she's free and got rid of what her problem, but this fucker got life?
Hey, Doug. Fucking shit happens.
you know? It's a cold world. You got to grab a flannel or two. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Get you a hoodie. I think that's about all I got, man, as far as... another one.
What's up?
Had an epiphany the other day. I'm driving in my truck. I'm delivering cookies and crackers. You know me. You know how I rock. And and I'm looking down. This fucking Fuzz 5-0 killer whale was sitting next to me in his little black and white patrol car. And I look at this cocksucker, and he got a fucking monitor about fucking 32 inches and shit. And he's over here like this fucking typing on it. Light turns green. He's not even paying attention. He's on his fucking keyboard. I didn't see no red and white blue lights fucking like he was going to an emergency. You answer me this. If those fucking assholes can play on a 30-inch fucking screen in the middle of their car, why the fuck do they get mad at 6.7 inches?
Because they wish they had 6.7 inches.
Fair enough. After show, but later.
We'll see you guys in episode number 223. It's your boy, or 24. Your boy Z, El Kakui. We'll see you later. Baseline Trey, come on, take us out, Holmes. Where are you at?
Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens.
Okay, there we go.